And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here in Point Loma, right next to Fisherman's Landing, and we have a great guest here, Captain Buzz Brizendine from the great fishing boats throughout the years, and he's retired now, but he's still very, very active. So you stay tuned. We're going to be talking about fishing. Lots of fishing going on right here in Southern California. Stay tuned to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, what a great morning to be back and talking fishing and all good, man. I'm so stoked to have Buzz in here.
Yeah, Buzz, been a while.
Yeah, buddy.
It has been a while. It's fun to come in, especially having looking right out the front door here.
Yeah, this is a good spot,
home
huh?
Base.
The world headquarters?
Absolutely.
Right here. Well, I know you spend a lot of time, I'll get your mic going there, you spend a lot of time at the office next door to me here, the SAC office, right?
I have. I've been in and out of there a lot since a year ago, January.
Yeah. So you kind of, you're semi-retired. What are you doing these days?
Working with Ken at the SAC office, doing a little bit of relief work, and getting a rod and reel in my hands whenever possible.
That's right. Yeah,
which has been a lot.
Catching swordfish and tuna and all kinds of stuff, right?
You know, just trying to enjoy what we've got right out here on our doorstep.
What an amazing fishery that has been developed here in Southern California.
You know, the really interesting part about that is, and you guys can both appreciate it, is we all thought, you know, for our whole fishing careers that not everybody gets to catch one on the fly line like Rick, but to now have, relatively good odds to catch a swordfish right in our backyard.
Yeah.
And dandies, too.
Is that crazy,
so
huh?
Amazing, man.
It's something.
So much fun.
Yeah. And you've done it. You did it last December, right?
I got one in December, and Marshall got one on the same boat in January.
Unreal.
So it's exciting to kind of develop this fishery. especially when it's just literally on your front doorstep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no long runs, no fuel burn, just nice and easy. And it was one of those things where if you went out and really, you know, and you did your research and you spent your time and you made a handful of trips, you were probably going to get a bite, you know. And whether that, you know, ended with a swordfish on the grill that night, well, that was yet to be seen, as we know. But the odds of you going out and getting a bite after a couple of trips was there.
You had a legitimate chance every time you dropped it down.
Yeah.
And down was the salient feature there.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of cranking, right?
Yeah, lots of cranking.
Yeah, for sure. So what have you been doing at SAC?
We had a whole new STCW program, which was all licensing and stuff, and I was kind of working as a liaison between the fleet and the Coast Guard and helping some of the guys make sure their I's were dotted and their T's were crossed so that everybody's ready to fish last year.
You hear that term a lot on the boats and the guys in the STCW. What is that? That's just like a training course?
Yeah, it's standards of training and certified watchkeeping. It's to make us and our crews better boats.
Gotcha.
That's the real Cliff Notes version of it. It's part of an international treaty, and it's just to make more qualified crew,
that's
which
awesome.
Is what we're all about.
Yeah.
And no safer, more educated boats and crew members than the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet.
No, we've just always tried to maintain a high level, and I think so far so good.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
No, it's been good. So some of the issues today that we're faced with is the health department, right? That's kind of why we're not running.
That's right here.
Yeah, so fill us in.
It's a work in progress, and I think the whole fleet up and down the coast is ready to go as soon as they get the green light.
Yep.
Boats ready, crews ready. It sounds like the resource is ready.
Yeah.
And as soon as, you know, we're ready.
Yeah.
As
soon as they say we're ready, we're there.
Yeah.
Ready to go. The fish are ready.
Fish are ready.
Yeah, they're biting.
Absolutely.
You know, those on private boats are getting them. So it's here's the deal though. Everything was scheduled this weekend. They were going to run some trips this weekend. What happened?
You know, as far as I know, they just didn't get the green light.
Yeah.
You know, there's
it was insurance issues.
Insurance issues.
Yeah.
And let's just face it, this virus is such a deal that you want to make sure you've got your I's dotted and T's crossed before you open yourself up to the public.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was such an exciting, it was so exciting at the beginning of the week when it appeared that things were going and starting to roll and okay, we're going and the trips are out and the boats made what they felt were the necessary safety precautions in terms of sanitization and keeping people safe. And, you know, some boats chose to alter their loads. And, you know, I thought the Shogun did such a perfect thing with ultra limited load, putting each person in their own stateroom, clean linens, provide your own pillow, all of those things. I thought,
seating
like, that's
five
it.
People at a time at a dime, each one person having their own
this
table.
Is just, yeah. This is perfect. This is it. This is how we get the ball rolling. And, as Buzz said, that just the appropriate green light wasn't there, and Pete, you nailed it, the insurance thing wasn't there, and so it unfortunately didn't happen. And
you can't run without insurance.
No.
And without the county health department signing off, they won't insure.
That was it. Yeah. I mean, that's the brass tacks of things, you know, is that if, God forbid, if something happened, they would not have been covered, and you just can't do that, and so that pulled the plug.
Yeah, I jumped into Ken's office yesterday, and he was kind of, I think he was losing more hair.
We were so close.
I saw him,
yeah. I mean, we were so close. There was boats that were full, and everybody that thought about, okay, well, it looks like we're on. We're going to put a trip online. It sold out with a snap of
instantly.
A finger. And, like, all so ready to go. And guys were coming in the shop, and I'm going on this trip and buying their gear. And, like, we are all so excited. And it was a little of a wind out of the sails feeling. But with that said, it definitely gave the thought that, okay, we obviously thought it was going to happen this weekend, and it didn't. But we realize it's close. You know, we're very, very close.
Yeah.
So we, as a fleet, like Rick said, we've done everything we can to try and make it right. We've got a fleet-wide health plan, or at least a template that's out there. So guys have gone on and taken that initiative just so when it's right, we're ready.
Happens, yeah. there's no reason why it shouldn't happen. And that, and basically, the county needs to understand that this fleet is a safe fleet. They're not going to put people in danger. And if you can get on an airplane, why shouldn't you be able to get on a boat?
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Buzz said it, you know, the fleet making all the necessary precautions. That's the case. I mean, I can only speak for what goes on our end, which is on the office and ticket side. But, I mean, we're talking like down to training of the employees,
absolutely,
how to handle sanitation and spotting symptoms and, you know, in like the new, you know, the new era that we're in right now, dealing with this thing and the dividers and the distance markers, like all of those things, like we've all been sat down and like received a formal base of training, and I'm certain the boats have done the same thing. And I mean, the fleet, I'm sure it's the same with everybody. I can only speak for Fisherman's Landing. Like, it has been taken extremely serious. Like, the second they say it's time, like, we are ready.
Yeah.
We are beyond ready,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
And that was evident with the number of sellouts of the boats, you know, the Shogun, the Dolphin, half days were sold out,
yeah,
for days.
The Tomahawk,
the Liberty, the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, when it went online, sold out instantly for like three weeks. If people want to go fishing,
we're ready.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's biting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time.
It is.
Oh, my gosh, let us go.
Yeah.
It is definitely time.
Yeah. So now you've also spent some time, in addition to doing SAC, you've done some federal work too, right, with fisheries?
I have done quite a bit, not in the last two or three years, but for 11 years I was working on and with the Pacific Fisheries Management Council. The first 2 years I was doing HMS, Highly Migratory Species, mm-hmm, Advisory Subpanel, and then I did 9 years as council member on the panel itself. And one of the things I got to do as a part of that was I was on the International Albacore Treaty committee that dealt with Canada on albacore issues up in the Northwest, which was really interesting, especially anything dealing with albacore.
Yeah.
So what kind of things do you do when you're on those panels?
Well, I mean, a lot of what we did, and some of which is shown down here, is we had, when I got on the panel, we had several different species. I believe it was 8 groundfish species that were protected, and it had huge amounts of not only area but depth restricted, so our guys couldn't go as deep as they would like to, and over the years and some strenuous limits, we got that taken care of. And as you've seen in recent years here, we've got a couple of depth increases, so it's kind of like by good management we get more area and more limits.
What's the holdback on going deeper?
Right now, the
for rockfish.
Right now, it's a cow cod. You have to try and avoid some of the species at the depth they live at.
Uh-huh.
So you want to come down to, but not, you know, into that zone. But even the cow cod here in recent times have been declared rebuild.
Really?
And that's the green
that's
flag.
News. I didn't know
that's
that.
The green flag that you want,
yeah,
in that arena.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
if it becomes rebuilt, then they'll open up more areas. I mean, is it possible for, you know, cow cod conservation zones like the 43 or the Osborne stuff to open up those kinds of areas?
So some of those areas will open up. It's you don't know for sure until it's out,
yeah.
But in the first, when they first had to declare the fishery overfished, they had huge tracts of land set up, and what they're going to try and do in the future is to be more surgical, and just maybe if there's a rocky area that is holding fish, you want to make that off limits and not the 100 miles of everything else around
it,
because you know how some of the giant cow cod conservation areas,
sure,
and stuff.
Yeah. Covering just large swaths of,
yeah,
the ocean, yeah.
And to shift gears a little bit, on the tuna, on the bluefin tuna, you know, we were right in the middle of that, both SAC and the panel, to try and make it so we were still able to catch some.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because there was a serious time there where they were going to put a zero limit on.
Right.
I was going to say that. I don't think that that all of us as anglers as a whole had any idea how close it was to just us not being able to catch those things anymore.
There was a couple of meetings in particular where we walked into the meeting, you know, just really anxious. And we walked out with two, and I think that has been very serviceable and a prudent way to go about it.
Yeah.
I mean, and two is working.
It's working great.
Especially when they're 100 pounds.
Yeah. Right?
That's
exactly.
That's a cooler full of fillets in two pieces.
Yeah. No kidding.
I know that we had talked about, I think, with the last time Captain Tim was on, that, you know, the kind of when, you know, through the tireless efforts of you guys and all the work that people put in, that there had kind of been two options, an idea of a quota system or going to two. And I think that two was just the... And we were, obviously, we've been blessed that, yes, the fish have been such nice eyes that it really is all you needed. And, you know, with the fishing being so spectacular as it has been, the quota system would have wrapped up so fast. And this just allows you to go out and catch a couple and have an appropriate amount of fish to bring home. It's been really good. Like, I think that was just one of the, that was a real, in a bummer of a situation, that was a real win for all of us as fishermen.
It really was. And in one of the meetings in particular where it was really coming down to the wire, there were two options, and you mentioned the quota system, and the option to that we came up with was two. And the big problem with the quota system was it was going to be on a two-year basis. And if you burn through it in the first year, you got nothing.
Right. Yeah, so you get whatever. For round numbers, you get 1,000 pounds for 2 years. Obviously, it would be much higher than that. But if you catch those all the first year, that's it. Next year is just straight blank.
And so we chose the two steady. And it's worked out great.
Yeah.
We're okay with it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes,
yeah,
that was a good absolutely.
Yeah, because we can go out and catch one right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Captain Buzz and... A lot of fun to
Oh, this
talk
is going
to
be great. Yeah, I can't wait for Pete and I to get to pump more swordfish out of info for this guy. This is going to be a blast. And we just want to hear from you, man. What a great show with Captain Buzz in here this morning. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, so much info to cover. I mean, so many people have shared the rail with Buzz and had great fishing, and I don't know that we could have found a guy that is a better wealth of knowledge to get to talk fishing with us here this morning. But again, not only will you get to talk to Buzz, but we are giving away such a great prize. In fact, it's two prizes that's going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is a brand new AFTCO Horizon Fleece jacket. Pete, I know you're a huge fan of the Horizon
jacket.
Fleece. That's like the Pete Gray uniform. They are just so comfortable.
Windproof,
yes.
Waterproof.
It's awesome. But not a funky foul weather jacket. You know what I mean? It's something that you could wear to dinner or wear on the boat, but still totally weatherproof. It's an awesome jacket from AFCO, a really nice prize. And then in addition to that great jacket, you're also going to win a $50 gift card down to Point Loma Seafoods and get in on all the great goods of Point Loma Seafoods. Those guys haven't missed a beat through this whole thing. You know, the case is still how they do that, who knows.
They had fresh California king salmon that was spectacular this week. And it's kind of, you know, salmon season. So if you like fresh king, there's nothing like
that. It's the best.
They had fresh swordfish. They've had, you know, they're open 11 to 6 every day. And get on down there and get some fresh fish.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, a couple of great prizes. Again, we're so stoked to have Buzz, so stoked to talk to you. Let's make it happen. 833-288-0973. Phones are already packed up, but there is a line open again, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle Vehicle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones are packed up, man. Everybody's excited to talk fishing.
Yeah, indeed. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Captain Buzz is here.
Yeah, you got it, man. All right. Well, why don't we start it off this morning with Don? And Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning, Captain Buzz. First, I want to thank you for all that you've done for anglers with all your work with the federal and the state governments, and especially on that bluefin work. So thank you.
Well, thanks, Don. We appreciate it, and you know, I think we're all seeing the benefits of it now.
Absolutely. I know I did last year and the year before and the year before that. So, and all of us are just itching, as Ricky mentioned and Pete mentioned, to get out there and get at it. Hey, my question for you is, I saw this Facebook posting where you had caught a 100-plus pound bluefin on an iron. So I was curious on how that iron was rigged. It was different. And also what type of rod and reel you used.
It was a Baby 5X Solace, and it was rigged with what do you call it, Rick?
We call them assist-style hooks.
Assist-style hooks. It was two single hooks attached on about a 300-pound piece of Spectra.
Spectra, Dacron, or whatever.
And the theory
like
was...
The hook that you would see like on a flat-fall-style for a visual.
Exactly. And the reason we went to that was because the thought at the time was that they you know, those big bluefin like to shake their heads sometimes, and these would shake out less because you had the Spectra as a shock absorber. And I was using a Fathom 25 two-speed, which was just the ticket, because when you really got a pull on them, you got that lever drag to give you what you need to catch a 100-pounder on a what we call a pretty much regular surface iron rod.
I remember Buzz and Greg catching that fish, like, to the T, because it was really at the very beginning of this, like, cycle of fishing that we're all having now, when it was bluefin, and they were up showing, and they were splashing around, and we'd started to catch some, and most of them were, like, 50 and 60-pounders, and Buzz was, like, the first guy I remember to legitimately go out on the skiff and catch a 100-pound tuna on a surface iron. And like I remember us talking about it in the shop. The next, that's the Holy Grail. Like that's a 100-pounder on a surface iron. And it was so cool.
It didn't take long to blow by that in terms of weight. There were guys catching 200-pounders.
Yeah. Well, what's the deal on the whole surface iron thing? I mean, Buzz, you've been there since the start. I know Ricky's heavily into it. What is it? I mean, there's all this stuff on Facebook now, and all these guys that are just. What's the buzz? Excuse the expression.
That's okay.
About surface iron.
Well, it's kind of like anything, you know, whether it's dry fly fishing or catching a bass on a frog. Right. When you can fish with something, a technique that lets you catch the quality game fish you're after and see them bite it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really something. And just one of the things I've always thought was just the epitome of when you're tuned in is when you're fishing yellowtail on the surface iron and you can see the white on the inside of their mouth when they're biting your lure.
Oh, God.
That's when you know you're there.
Yeah. But the whole collection thing, all the people like the history of surface iron and all these people that are getting into collecting, what is that all about?
Well, I think it was just something that the time was right.
Yeah.
And when it got started, you know, it was at the beginning of this whole shelter-in-place thing, and guys were flicking the TV channel.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now they had a reason to go out in the garage and look through buckets that they hadn't taken the lid off of in years.
It's fun, too, because it's like it's a thing. You know what I mean? Like that style of fishing is just popular in our zone. You know, the Southern California, you know, from below Central California to here, like that's it. That's the only place, you know, they're casting a Tatty 45 is not popular in Florida, and it's not something that you do elsewhere. It's just, and it was around since, you know, the 40s and 50s, and it's just this cool, fun style of fishing that's very unique to us, and it's our thing. And I think all of us, you know, when we were younger, would aspire to see a buzz, you know, when you're on the anchor at the islands and everybody's soaking a bait and things not happening, and you know, Buzz would see a bird twitch sideways the one way and take a 10-foot harnell and throw a lure 10 times further than you could ever hope to throw and turn the handle 3 times and hang the big fish of the day. Like, you can't help but be enamored with that. And so it's often the thing that that was like the pinnacle cool way to catch one. And it's such a unique thing to our culture.
It's so
fun.
You said something, the watching the birds twitch sideways. Kind of explain that, Buzz. I mean, that's, some people may not understand what that signal is.
Well, I mean, like Rick said, you know, usually that's when we're talking about a turn and they'll be flying along and you watch them and they'll just kind of faint one way or the other, or just turn himself inside out to pick up a bait. That's where you want to cast.
Yeah, because that's something pushing that bait up, right?
There was something that pushed the bait up that the bird could go down and get it.
Yeah.
And if you're Johnny on the spot, you bring in your lure right through that zone.
Yeah. Birds are such an important signal for surface iron fishing, right?
For any kind of surface. All the pelagic fishing we do, birds are one of the absolute keys. And a guy that watches the birds well, it's going to be way ahead of the game.
There's nothing that gives you like that satisfactory fist pump of when that all comes together, when you might be standing there and, you know, you're at the rail with your bud and, you know, you just see that one thing, that one bird, just like you said, it went sideways or whatever, and, you know, something in you realize like, oh, I need to fire a cast right there, and you do it and you hook one. I mean, sure, it's great when they're up and foaming around and splashing and going crazy. It's all good, but when you pick up something real subtle like that and fire a cast out there and get one, it's just... That's the fist pump one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Thanks for getting us started, Don.
All right, how about we jump right back into the phones and talk to our buddy Goldie. He's calling from North Park this morning. Hi, Goldie.
Hey, Gold.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Have any of you had your COVID-19 test yet?
No test yet.
Actually, I had an antibody test, and it was all negative, but...
Well, my test
I've got my mask.
Negative.
How's that, Goldie?
Oh, yeah, that counts.
Hey, Goldie, I want to thank you for recommending to get... Hey, where's Buzz? How come Buzz hasn't been on the show? He sent me an email, and sure enough, here's Buzz. Thanks to you, Goldie.
Okay, thank you,
Buzz.
When it comes to pulling the Point Loma coupon out, it's G-O-L-D-Y.
There we go.
Now, I had my test, and I came back negative for both the virus and the personality. So,
I see. Okay.
Two things. One is, when is it safe to go back surf fishing because of the red tide? And the second question is, I keep looking for details of the Coast Guard report about the terrible collision of the Prowler and the old Tessa. Can you,
Goldie,
go ahead.
I can't speak on the red tide authoritatively, but I know it's certainly had some good things with it. As far as the Prowler incident, I was told recently that they are about to finish that up, and it's got to be blessed by headquarters, which is in D.C., and then it will probably be disseminated on all the regular channels.
Yeah, it's public information.
Yeah, it will be when they're done.
Yeah.
And that's the latest I have.
Okay. And then as far as the red tide goes, you know, the red tide a lot of times is just on the surface.
Right.
And I'll give you an example. I was out surfing and then took a rod with me and hit some stones in the blood red tide that was off of Point Loma and caught calicos in it.
No kidding.
So yeah, I mean there's still fish swimming in it.
It definitely. I mean, I don't know anything scientific about it whatsoever, but just the feeling is that it's definitely starting to break up from fishing a couple weeks ago to fishing more recently. Like, it definitely feels like it's lessening and dissipating, and, you know, at least out in front of Mission Bay was a lot more streaky and not completely choked off. And, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, still some areas where it looks gross, but, you know, gross, dirty, off-color, brown, and not straight chocolate milk, can't see anything. So it feels like it's dissipating, at least in the San Diego area.
You know, and looking at the terrafin charts, you get the, not only the SST thing, but you get the chlorophyll, and you take a look at that, and it kind of validates what Rick's saying. It's horrible in places, but there are more places where it looks like it's cleaner.
Yeah, exactly. Cleaner. Great.
Yeah, and interesting enough, by the way, you mentioned terrafin. That terrafin is worth its weight in gold right now if you're going fishing, because not only for the temperature chart, but especially the chlorophyll chart right now, puts you right where you need to be. But I will say this. I read a thing this week about the red tide, and a scientist said that basically the plankton that makes up the red tide is dying now. So it's a plant. It's a living organism, and it's dying. So that's why it's going away, and it's pretty much dissipating and gone through its life cycle. A classic example of that is I was at the islands the week before. Red tide all over the place, offshore, inshore, around. To this week, the islands were pretty darn clean, and yellowtail were biting. Yeah,
by the Deck of Field Research.
Yeah, exactly. and it's cool to see, because it's becoming more and more. Like, all the way back into Point Loma, it was super clean until we got about a mile offshore.
And I was hearing reports from guys like out at Catalina and Clemente, and the red tide was solid all the way out.
Yeah,
it's still out there. You know, you guys know far better than I, but I just don't remember it ever like seeming so far off the coast. Like, I always remembered it's like such a beach associated thing, and hearing of it 30 and 40 miles offshore, again, that's a very limited base on my end, but I just didn't remember hearing something like that.
That was one thing I thought of as I walked in here this morning, is, you know, what your guys' thoughts on that was, because this seems like this is an excessive amount of red tide, both in terms of north and south and in terms of off the beach. I mean, we went out looking for a deep drop fish last week, and we didn't get into the clean water until we were almost to the 43.
Wow,
that's crazy, right?
And now that
whole
line.
And what's clean, right? I mean, clean is like clean green, or is it blue?
You go through the phases, but we got southwest of the 43 a little bit there, and it was fishy water.
Is it? Yeah, it was looking good.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah, indeed. The other thing too is that this one of the scientists that I read about said that this was the largest red tide event we've had in 25 years.
Okay. I can believe it.
Now, you and I, Buzz, have been around a little longer than Ricky. I can remember when I was a kid around Point Loma that there were some big-time red tides just like this way back when.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had. Yeah, I can remember just, you know, being on the piers and being able to look down, and it was horrible.
Yeah,
And that didn't seem to deter the fishing at all, especially once you got a little off the beach.
Yeah, it's interesting. Hey, Goldie, thanks a lot for the call this
morning.
Great job, appreciate
Goldie.
That.
Thanks, Gold.
Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the cast man standing by, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. You can order online and have it shipped directly to your door. It's a great service during these special trying times. They have some great specials on smoked fish, jerky, smoked cheese, and their spices and rubs. Get them at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, Cass.
Buenos dias, boys. Good show. Good to hear old Buzz on there.
Hey, good morning, Richard.
Man knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about some ocean.
What's that?
No doubt about that.
Anyway, listen, I got a fresh fish report. I know you guys aren't going to believe this, but Baja Bob Lewis, who lives down there in La Playita, there in San Jose del Cabo, sent me an email this Thursday that the Imanbank, there's some guys going out, local guys, but they're reporting tuna there up to 100 pounds, a lot of them in that 50, 60-pound range. And there's sardinas available for bait, so they're taking them on the live sardinas and also on the cut squid, the big Humboldt squid, just chunks of that. God, they're just seeing tons of striped marlin out there while they're out there. I mean, there's just a lot of marlin. And this is the striped marlin time for that area because, you know, they come down from up Mag Bay area and they'll round the turn there at Cabo and move up into the Sea of Cortez. And I imagine there must be a lot of them up around the East Cape, striped marlin. So, of course, there's not much fishing pressure, but the fish are there, and I'm sure when they open this thing up, there's going to be a lot of antsy fishermen that will begin to be heading down. Actually, I was just checking. Alaska has a flight about 4 days a week to Cabo from L.A. I don't know who's going.
And I guess they're going to start service again June 1st out of San Diego. But, there's been lots of rumors going around, Cass. I mean, I know Palmas de Cortez is supposed to open toward the end of this month. Rancho Leonero opens June 1st. Have you had any insight on resorts opening and accepting visitors and the legalities of it down in South Baja?
Well, here again, Bob Lewis, you know, Baja Bob, indicated he's got rumors that all the hotels have got a lot of reservations for June.
Okay.
And, but, you know, I guess it's we got to wait till they finally say, okay, it's a go, you know. And, I mean, we're taking reservations now for July and August and, you know, September, October, November for, you know, for East Cape and San Jose del Cabo and some up to La Paz. You know, people are getting ready to go as soon as they say it's time, and it's you know, we can't wait. I mean, I can't wait.
And airfares are great right now.
Oh, man.
And they've blocked off all the middle seats, so yeah, you don't have anybody in the middle. It's a really good
awesome.
Time. It's coming up on a really good time to travel.
Yeah.
It like I said, it things are looking up. I think we're going to be going, like you say, by June. It looks that way. And of course, as long as everybody, you know, does the practice of social distancing and everything else to stay safe, I think I don't see any problems with it. I'm anxious and I'm ready. And, you know, I've been up here in Oregon for about a month now at our Oregon Casa. And, gosh, the weather the last few days here has been beautiful. Nobody's crabbing the bays here, even though because the ramps are closed here in Florence, so you can't get out. And the clamming right now is closed to certain areas. But if you can get to the areas where it's open, because they closed it for that toxin, but you can get out, do some clamming and some surf fishing. I've been playing golf a couple of times a week, and gosh, we just had some beautiful weather the last couple of days. Matter of fact, I even got a little tan yesterday, you know, because not being in the sun for quite a while. I mean,
Cass, man, I'm not believing that. Yeah, right.
That's a stretch.
Well, hey, Cass, if somebody wants to book a trip to Baja, mainland Mexico, all the great places, Panama and all that, how do we get a hold of Cass Tours?
Well, first of all, Pete, I've got two more openings or two openings left on our El Salto trip, January 26th to 30. And you know what? And I haven't checked airfare yet from Tijuana on Valaris to Culiacan, but I'm sure it's pretty cheap right now. So I better start making some reservations. But anyway, give me a call, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com. And talk to you boys next Saturday.
See you, Cass, man.
All right. Take care, Captain.
All right. Very good.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a whole lot more with Buzz. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here in the world quarters of Let's Talk Hookup.
That's over, right.
Overlooking the sport boat fleet, best fleet in the whole world, man. Yeah. Having a great time.
Yeah, indeed, and hoping that sport boat fleet gets the green light to go,
buddy.
Very, very soon.
Yes.
Because there's fish to be caught.
I'll tell you the other thing, and we alluded to it, in past shows, but it's been fun being at the tackle store and looking out, and there is not a boat that's tied up that doesn't have, like, little worker bees on it. Everybody has used this time to get their maintenance done, and I mean, you see little projects going on all the boats, whether it be a boat that didn't really need it to be done, but guys are kind of sitting at idle, so they're doing, like, little cosmetic stuff, or guys doing their big yearly maintenance drives, whatever it is. It's been fun watching all the stuff going on. The parking lot's half full, but it's all full of the guys working on boats, getting their stuff while getting the boats
ready.
They are raring and ready.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, some good news. Dana Landing got the okay to rent skiffs again, which is huge. So
it
if
is.
You're anxious, you don't have your own boat, you want to go bay fishing, go over to Dana Landing. They're renting skiffs.
I was talking with Steve about that the other day. That was such a frustrating thing for them, is that, fishing now, obviously one of the earlier outdoor permitted activities, with your own house people and things like that. But if you didn't own a boat, it was you just couldn't do it. You couldn't go to a lake. You couldn't do anything else. And Dana is such an inexpensive option, and it's really cool that that's a great one that happened yesterday. Is now for not a lot of money, you can go down, rent one of those skiffs for the day, and you and the fam can go out and enjoy some outdoors and talk about being safe. You're on your own boat away from everybody else and do a little bay bassing in Mission Bay. Like, that was great news.
Oh, yeah. And also, Fastlane Kayaks right next door, they're having curbside service.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have their kayaks on display outside. And if you want to demo a kayak or check out the latest Hobie kayaks, have been flying off the shelf.
Sure.
People are loving going. They've discovered kayak fishing is really, really cool, and those Hobie kayaks are pretty amazing. So Fast Lane is in operation. Get on down to Fast Lane and check out the kayaks. And then the other thing, too, that this has probably spurred a lot is people thinking, well, if I had my own boat now, I could be out there fishing right now. And people,
yeah.
I know West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, both here in San Diego as well as in Costa Mesa, they've been very, very busy. I know Jeff over at HH Marine with his Defiance boat's been very busy. So if you've always dreamed about having a boat, financing is really low right now. It's a good time to buy a boat.
Well, yeah, there was a Defiance in the parking lot at Dana yesterday, a brand new one. It was like a gray hull twin outboard. It looked so sweet, man.
Yeah.
That's a good-looking ride.
Yeah, for sure. H&H Marine, Jeff over there will take care of you on that, for
beautiful.
Sure. Well, let's go. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is it true?
The man?
The Captain Bob Fletcher is on the line. Good morning, Dart.
See, it isn't so.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. And good morning, Skill.
Hey, Dart, how you doing, buddy?
Well, what'd you call him?
Dart.
No, what'd you call Buzz?
Skill.
Skills?
Skill.
Skill, okay. Hadn't heard that
he
one.
He got the skill, Pete.
Ah, I gotcha. All right. I gotcha.
Pete, I was recently out in the garage fondling my tackle, and I came up with a bag of stuff that really was old school, and I'm sure Buzz will remember fondly the times we used to have throwing the toad.
Oh, yeah.
The toad.
You know, I found a couple of those in the back of my bag.
That's cool.
In the garage as well, Dart. The old V-Vifs.
Yeah.
That's it, man. I'll tell you what, nothing better than to wind a toad on the surface and watch a yellow come out of nowhere and whack it.
What is a toad? I'm sorry. I'm not that big.
That's old school.
Yeah, that's really
it's
old school.
It's the precursor of the swim bait.
Yeah.
It was a hard rubber bait with weighted inside double hook and a swimming tail. And when you got it swimming right on the surface, it left a wake. It was absolutely the most fun that you could ever have catching a fish back in the days when you could be on the anchor, you could see the yellow starting to move, and you fired the toad. And if they hit it, it was always visual.
They didn't always bite it, but a lot of times they'd follow it to the boat and bite something else. So it was a two-edged sword.
I was familiar.
Back in the day when we used to fish live squid, everybody had their live squid dangling out their ways. And if the yellow didn't bite the toad, it a lot of times turn off and go after the squid. So it was a great lure, and I just had to remind Buzz about that. Buzz and I go back to the early 70s when I first started running sport fishing boats. My first boat was the New Loan, and Buzz was on it.
That was working for Dick Gaidosh, and there was a guy that imparted a lot of good techniques that still work.
You guys spend a couple of days anchored up at the Coronado Islands next to each other?
Just a couple.
That was back in the day, you could anchor up at Coronado Islands, and there was squid there, and, I mean, white sea bass. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or we'd leave at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, and we'd run to the shack at North Island, and everybody'd have their Lucky Joes ready. And we'd make bait until just the crack of daylight, and then we'd run around and set up at White Rock for the yellowtail bite. You could see them coming by watching the birds come off the island.
Nice. Wow.
I remember when I first started working at the shop. Now, that era had ended by the time I was working there, but there was still a bin left over of bronze, like, 5-0 treble hooks. And I was always, I'm like, what is, you know, why would we have this? And Doug was saying that there was a time during that period where, like, that was the hook. Like, that's what guys would fish those mackerel with. Was just and is that the case?
Yeah, we were fishing big greenies.
Okay.
And it was a thing that came and went.
Yeah, right.
Thankfully, looking back on it. But
that's a young man's sport, fishing bait all night.
Yeah. When the sardines came around, to where we could have them for bait again in like the early 80s, That solved a lot of problems.
What'd you have? Anchovies?
Anchovies. That was anchovies. It, Pete.
All anchovies.
I mean, in fact, there was a time where if the sardine was too high a concentration in the bait, they had to roll it.
Really?
And, you know, that just to digress for a minute, back onto the some of the things that we participated in as far as being on the council, there in recent times have been some real dilemmas on bait where the council got to take the lead. And, you know, in part of that and SAC's joint efforts is why we've had such killer bait every year.
Yeah, and the Everingham brothers are just doing such a great job.
They do time and again.
The best.
Yeah, indeed. Dart, some good memories there, right? Are you ready to go out and make some memories right now? They're biting.
Oh, man, I am so ready. I don't have a boat, and I don't have a family that can get off work. And that's been tough, but it's going to happen. I think this false start is in essence, the beginning of a good time. So I'm ready. My gear's ready. I'm just hoping that we can get back on the water sooner rather than later.
No doubt. I actually have one question for Dart and Buzz on that. Those Vivis and Hoochie Toads, and like, what kind of gear would you fish that? I mean, it would be no doubt now you'd pick up a Tranks and an 8-foot, you know, bass rod and fire it out there. But that, I'm assuming that wasn't the gear that you were using, or maybe it was. Like, what? Yeah, how and what would you fish that on?
A regular surface iron rod.
Okay.
Predominantly.
Whenever you cast a 10,
40 pound. 10, 500.
Yeah, 540 pound. What else would you use?
Wow. That's cool.
That's pretty cool. Well, Dart, thanks for bringing us down some of the history. I mean, the two of you could talk for hours.
I can't imagine.
The history. That might be a future show.
No doubt. Right? I like that idea.
Yeah. All right, Dart, have a great day. And get out there and go catch some yellow.
Oh, I'm ready for that, Pete. You guys have a great show. Thanks for letting me bring up the good old days.
Okay, right. Thanks, Bobby.
See you,
Dart, for calling. Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Armand, who's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Awesome. Thank you for letting me join this morning. So I just wanted to give a quick story about catching albacore with Buzz back in the early 2000s. My parents put me on the boat when I was 13, and Buzz took care of me, and the first albacore I caught was 32 pounds.
That's handy.
I had never had anything pull like that before. All I had caught before was really trout, and I was just blown away how hard a fish could actually pull. But
that's
was
so
that
cool? Oh, we were all smiling and reliving your story. That's awesome, Armin.
Yeah, and so, but I actually got a chance to fish with Buzz this past November on the Pacifica, and I was reminded the second fish I caught, he has this awesome underhand cast that has the bait out really nice, and it has just such a good presentation. I was hoping Buzz might be able to go into some detail about how to perform that underhand cast. I know it's radio and it might be difficult, but maybe give some pointers on that.
It's definitely one of those things that seeing is believing, but the thing you got to remember is anytime that you're holding the reel in one hand and taking the other hand and making what might be described as a vicious yank off the spool, disaster's lurking at every turn. So it's the timing. You've got to get the with one hand to get the rod and the reel going forward. At the same time, you pull the ripcord on the line and let it go. It's almost similar to a fly rod cast because you got a lot of slack line and you hope it all goes forward.
And you let the line do the work.
Yes, you let the line do the work, and it allows you to make a presentation that's much like a pitch in fresh water, like if you're fishing with a jig or something.
Yeah.
And so it just makes a better presentation, and you can fish a small bait on heavier line a lot of times because you can get it away from the boat.
You're casting the bait without loading the rod at all. Like, the only thing the rod is doing is creating a pendulum forward, and then all of the cast is done with your other hand, which is yanking the line off of the spool.
Exactly.
It would almost be like if you were wanting to, you know, mess with your buddy and you went and grabbed the line right in front of his reel and you yanked it just to give him a backlash, you know, that's almost what it's done in controlled chaos. And I can't do that at all, but I've seen that, and I always just think that's the coolest looking thing, somebody that underhand pendulum a cast and watching a sardine go 40 feet away from the boat on a Pen-6-0.
That's why they make the Shimano bait runner.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, just to mentioned albacore, I can't help it, but you know, it's that time of year again, and we haven't had them in a long time, like Armin just said. But it, you know, the stock, the health of the stock is good, and we've got a water set up from outside the red tide line to way out that is better than it's been in some time.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get into our backyard, mm-hmm. but at least the door's open for a change.
Yeah, like a lot that. Of bait around.
Lots of bait.
And rumors of it out 100, 150 miles, right?
Mm.
Rumors.
I know for sure there's been stuff caught at 700 miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
I mean, that's yeah. a fact on long line fish. So that's great.
Yeah.
And maybe
it could happen.
It could happen, or maybe Armin will get to catch his next biggest albacore this year.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to predict once again.
Yeah, there
happen,
you go.
Right?
I say it every time. Yeah. I think Pete's going to be the man when it happens.
Yeah.
You just predict him every
like,
year until they come,
like,
and then
it.
You're the man. I told you. I told you 2020 was our year. I told you.
There you go.
I like it.
And you know, with that being said, that's if they show up again and we've got small bait like we have had the last couple of years, that's where that underhand cast
oh
is lethal.
Yeah. Yeah. Practice in your backyard.
That's right, and prepare
yeah.
for some backlashes.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Armin, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to John. He's calling us from Dallas this morning. I'm sure John's listening to us on that Let's Talk Hookup app. Hi, John.
Good morning, guys. It's such a great app, and I've been all over the world, and I've listened to you guys at different hours of the day. But
fantastic.
My question is for Buzz, yellowtail fishing, what's your best jig stick and the best reel to go with that jig stick and why?
Well, I mean, that's soup to nuts. Everybody's got their own favorite. I mean, for many years, I've thrown a Harnell 542, which is a 10-foot rod that is not considered a lightweight rod. And I fished that with several different reels, starting with a Penn 500 and went into a Daiwa 550 and what is probably one of the good surface iron reels of the day is that I'm using is the Penn 25 two-speed.
The Fathom?
The Fathom, thank you. And it's one of the things that makes it, with all the bluefin we've had around here, if you hook 20-pound yellowtail, you're in great shape. And if you hook a 200-pound tuna, you can still catch it.
Wow.
So it's
lever drag, star drag.
Lever drag, and knowing that that may cost you a little bit of distance, but not a significant enough distance, it's worth the trade-off.
Okay.
Because if you get a big fish straight up and down, that lever drag is just your best friend.
Yes. Yeah.
But Buzz mentioned that 542 and Penn 500 wasn't considered a light outfit. Just as an idea, that rod and reel weighs as much as your quiver of rods that you're bringing down to the boat. That is all fiberglass, and it's thick-walled, and it's just, we joke, the Harnell is like the worst thing in the world for everything except for casting a Tatty 45, a really long way.
And why is that, Buzz? Why is that Harnell? Why is that all fiberglass rod that'll absolutely, once you hook a fish, is going to really work you too?
Why is
that so good? Why do you like that?
In the age when it was around, that was, you know, as good as anything else that was around, and it allowed you to cast. And you got to remember, back then we were fishing anchored boats, so a lot of times the guy that could cast the farthest caught the most fish. That being said, a lot of my fishing these days is on an 8-foot Carnage by Penn, and you're giving away a little bit of distance, but if you're running and gunning like we do so much of the time, the lighter rod helps you stay at the rail longer.
Yeah, and easier to pull on the fish, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Those Harnells are an extremely parabolic rod, and parabolic refers to they don't stop bending real fast. The bend goes all the way down to, like, we joke, a Harnell bends to the butt cap, you know. Like,
yeah.
But, you know, if you think about how bendy that rod is, when you're making that cast and, you know, you go behind and as you come forward, more of that rod is bent or loaded. And so when you push it forward, there's just a lot more rod that's now coming forward and pushing that jig off of the tip so that, you know, you put every bit of that 10 feet into the cast of that lure and it moves. you will not outcast somebody that's proficient with a Harnell, no matter what else.
No matter what, huh? Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call. Call us from Dallas on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2403.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggety body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.